This is the Sakar Merli of the 17th of July, 2024. Essence, sweet children, do not look at bodies but at souls. Consider yourselves to be souls and speak to souls. You have to make this stage firm. This alone is the high destination. Question. When will you children go back up above to the home with the Father? Answer. When not the slightest trace of impurity remains in you. Only when you children become as pure as the Father will you be able to go up above. You children are now personally in front of the Father. When you become full of this knowledge, by continually listening to the ocean of knowledge and emptying the Father of knowledge, will he then become quiet and you children will go to the land of peace. Knowledge will stop trickling there. Once he has given you everything, his part will then be of silence. Om Shanti. God Shiva speaks. When you say God Shiva speaks, you should understand that Shiva alone is God and the Supreme Father. You souls, you children, remember him alone. You have received this introduction from the Father, the Creator. It is certain that you remember him, number-wise, according to your efforts. Not everyone would remember him constantly. These are very subtle matters. It takes time to make the stage firm of considering yourself to be a soul and also considering others to be souls. Those people do not know anything at all. Because of not knowing him, they call him omnipresent. None of them would remember the Father in the way that you do, by considering yourselves to be souls and then remembering the Father. None of those souls' yoga is connected to the Father. These are very deep and subtle matters. Consider yourselves to be souls and remember the Father. They say that they are brothers and they should therefore only look at souls and not bodies. The destination is very high. There are many who never remember the Father at all. Each soul is covered with dirt. The main thing is the soul. It is the soul that was Satipratthana and has now become Tamopratthana. The soul has this knowledge. Only the Supreme Soul is the ocean of knowledge. You cannot call yourselves oceans of knowledge. You know that you have to take this full knowledge from Baba. What would he do by keeping it to himself? He has to give the wealth of the imperishable jewels of knowledge to you children. You children take this knowledge number-wise according to the efforts you make. Those who take more of this knowledge are able to do good service. Baba is called the ocean of knowledge. He is a soul and you are also souls. You souls take all of this knowledge from him. Just as he is ever pure, so you will also become ever pure. Then, when not the slightest trace of impurity remains, you will go back up above. The Father teaches you the method for the pilgrimage of remembrance. You know that you are unable to have remembrance throughout the whole day. The Father personally sits here and explains to you children. Other children do not listen to him personally, they just read the Merli. Whereas you children are here, personally in front of him. Consider yourselves to be souls and remember the Father, and also imbibe this knowledge. We have to become full oceans of this knowledge, the same as the Father. Once you have understood the full knowledge, it is as though you will empty the Father of all this knowledge, and he will then become quiet. It isn't that this knowledge will trickle from him there. Once he has given you everything, only his part of silence remains. For instance, when you stay in silence, this knowledge does not trickle from you. The Father has also explained to you that each soul carries his sanskars with him. A sannyasi soul would be able to learn the scriptures by heart from childhood. Then his name would be glorified. You have now come here to go to the new world. You cannot take the sanskars of this knowledge to the new world. These sanskars become merged, but each of you souls has to claim your seat number-wise according to the effort you make. Then it is your body that is given a name. Shiv Baba is incorporeal. He says, I take these organs on loan. He simply comes here to speak this knowledge. He would not listen to anyone's knowledge, because he himself is the ocean of knowledge. He carries out the main task through this mouth. He comes to show everyone the path. So what would he do by listening to others? He constantly continues to tell you to do this and that. He tells you the secrets of the whole tree. It is in the intellects of you children that the population of the new world will be very small. This old world is so big. So much light, electricity is used in the world. Look what they do with that light. There, the world will be small, and there will be very little electricity. It will be like a small village. Now there are so many big cities. There won't be so many there. There will be a few good main roads. Even the five elements become Satapritam there. They will never cause any mischief. That is called the land of happiness. Its name is heaven. As you make further progress, and the closer you come, the more expansion there will be. The Father will also continue to give you visions. Then, at that time, there won't be any need for armies or aeroplanes, etc., for war. They say that they can destroy everyone while sitting there in one place. Those aeroplanes, etc., will be of no use. They won't even go to look at the plots, etc., on the moon then. All of that is useless arrogance of science. They have so much show. There is so much silence in this knowledge. This is called God's gift. There is nothing but upheaval in science. They don't know about peace at all. You understand that there was peace in the world when it was the land of happiness in the new world. Now there is sorrow and peacelessness. You also have to explain, if you want the kind of peace where there is never any peacelessness, that will only be found in the land of peace and the land of happiness. Everyone wants heaven. Only the people of Bharat remember paradise and heaven. none of those other religions remember Vaikunth, paradise. They would simply remember peace. They cannot remember happiness. The law doesn't allow that. Only you remember happiness. And this is why you call out, liberate us from sorrow. Souls are originally residents of the land of peace. No one knows this. The father explains, you were senseless. When did you become senseless? From being 16 celestial degrees, you became 14 and then 12 degrees. That is, you continued to become senseless. Now, no degrees remain. They continue to hold conferences about why women are unhappy. Oh, but there is sorrow throughout the whole world. There is limitless sorrow. How could there be peace in the world now? There are now so many religions. There cannot be peace in the whole world now. They don't know about happiness at all. You daughters explain that there are many types of sorrow and peacelessness in this world. The place from where we souls came is the land of peace, and the place where the original eternal deity religion existed was the land of happiness. You would not call it the original eternal Hindu religion. Original means ancient. That was in the Golden Age. At that time, all were pure. That was the viceless world. There was no mention of vice. There is a difference. First of all, you have to become viceless. This is why the father says, sweetest children, conquer lust. Consider yourselves to be souls. Souls have now become impure and have had alloy mixed into them. And this is why the jewellery too is created like that. When a soul is pure, the jewellery is also pure. That is called the viceless world. You can also give the example of the banyan tree. The whole tree is standing there, but it has no foundation. This original eternal deity religion doesn't exist, but all the other religions exist. All are impure. They are called human beings, whereas those people are deities. I have come to change human beings into deities. It is human beings who take 84 births. You have to show them the picture of the ladder, which shows that when you became Tamopratan, you were called Hindus. You cannot be called deities because you are impure. This is a secret in the drama. But there is no Hindu religion. Otherwise, we were the original eternal deities. Bharat was pure and has now become impure, so they call themselves Hindus. No one established the Hindu religion. You children have to imbibe this very well and then explain it. Nowadays, they don't give you so much time. If they were to give a minimum of half an hour, some points could be told to them. There are many points, but out of those, the main ones are told to them. When you advance in your studies, you would not then remember the easier subjects, such as alpha and beta. You forget those. People also tell you that your knowledge has now changed. Oh, but when you advance in your studies, whatever you studied earlier is forgotten. The father tells you new things daily. First of all, the study was very easy, whereas the father now tells you deep things. He is the ocean of knowledge. Having spoken everything, he then says, if you understand just the two words, Alpha and Beta, that is enough. By knowing Alpha, you will also know Beta. Simply explain this much, and that is also fine. Those who are unable to imbibe a lot of this knowledge are unable to claim a high status. They cannot pass with honours or attain their Karmateet stage. A lot of effort is required for this. There is effort in having remembrance and also in imbibing knowledge. It is not possible that all of you will become clever in both. A kingdom is being established. How could everyone change from an ordinary human into Narayan? This is the aim and objective of this Gita Pashala. It is the same knowledge of the Gita. No one apart from you knows who is giving you this knowledge. It is now a graveyard, and it will then become a land of angels. You now have to sit on the pyre of this knowledge and definitely become worthy of worship from being worshippers. Scientists are becoming so clever, they continue to invent so many things. Some people of Bharat also learn all the skills there and then come back. When they, the scientists, come here at the end, they will not take in that much of this knowledge. They will then go there to the Golden Age and use their knowledge of engineering, etc. They cannot become kings and queens, but they will serve the kings and queens. They will continue to invent such things. The kings and queens are there to give happiness. There you will receive all types of happiness. Therefore, you children have to make full effort. You have to pass fully and reach your Karmateet stage. You must not have any thought of going home soon. You are now God's children. The Father is teaching you. Just as Buddhists and Christians have missions, so this is the mission to change human beings. The names of Krishna and Christians sound similar. There is a deep connection of give and take between them. To stop using the language of the one who helps you is also an insult. They come later. They neither have as much happiness nor as much sorrow. They create all the inventions. Although they try to make things here, no one is able to make them accurately. The things from abroad are good, because they make them there with honesty. Here they make everything with dishonesty. There is limitless sorrow. There can be no human being, only the Father, who can remove everyone's sorrow. No matter how many conferences they hold for peace in the world, they simply continue to stumble around. It is not just a question of the sorrow experienced by the mothers, for there are many types of sorrow here. Throughout the whole world, there is just fighting and quarrelling everywhere. They start fighting over trivial matters worth nothing. There is no question of sorrow there. You should calculate this. War can begin at any time. When Ravan first comes into Bharat, fighting first starts here at home in Bharat. They fight amongst themselves and become separated, and then people abroad get involved. The British were not here at first. They then came in between and took the kingdom by bribery. There is a difference of day and night. A new person would not be able to understand anything. This knowledge is new, and it then disappears. The Father gives you this knowledge, which then disappears. You receive this one study from the one Father only once. As you make progress, you will all have visions of what you are to become. However, what will you be able to do at that time? You won't be able to progress. Once the results have been announced, it is a matter of being transferred. There will be weeping and wailing, and we will then be transferred to the new world. You make effort for the sound to be spread quickly in all directions. Then people will go running by themselves to the centres. However, the later they come, the more it will be too late, and they won't be able to accumulate anything then. There will be no need for money. This badge is enough for you to explain to people. This Brahma becomes Vishnu, and Vishnu becomes Brahma. This badge is such that it contains the essence of all the scriptures. Baba praises the badge a lot. The time will come when everyone will place this badge on their eyes. It also has Man above. Remember me and you will become this. This one will then take 84 births. It is only the one Father who doesn't take rebirth. Acha. To the sweetest, beloved, long lost and now found children, love, remembrance and good morning from the Mother, the Father, Bapdada. The spiritual father says namaste to the spiritual children, and the spiritual children say namaste to the spiritual father. Essence for Dana. 1. You have to reach your karmateet stage by making effort to have remembrance and by imbibing this knowledge. Inculcate the full knowledge of the ocean of knowledge into yourself. 2. Remove the alloy that is mixed in you, the soul, and become completely viceless. Let there not be the slightest trace of impurity. Practice, we souls are brothers. Blessing. May you increase your saving account by paying attention to your treasures of time and thoughts, and become a multimillionaire. You have in fact many treasures, but you have to pay special attention to your treasures of time and thoughts. Make your thoughts elevated and pure at every moment, and your saving account will continue to increase. At the present time, when you save one, you receive multi-millionfold. This is the calculation. This is the bank that gives you a return of multi-millions for one. Therefore, no matter what, even if you have to renounce something, if you have to do tapasya, if you have to become humble, no matter what happens, pay attention to these two things and you will become a multimillionaire. Slogan: serve with the power of your mind and you will receive a reward many times greater. Om Shanti.